Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. This looks like a good time for us to run into some of the other more poignant issues of the day. Gloria Allred is going to join us in a few moments talking about her client or clients that are after Bill Cosby. That ought to be an interesting engagement. I find her quite as, ever since we've probably known each other for 30, maybe 25 years. But you can argue she's the most famous female attorney in the country.
She's the most famous attorney.
Attorney, period. Yes, right. I was about to say that. Yeah, you could. One of the things that I find enjoyable is when we sort of take the shroud off of anything in government that is messy and done poorly. Several examples of that today. For example, a judge has threatened to hold the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Mr. John Koskinen, I believe is his name, in contempt because the IRS did not produce, as they had been ordered to do, newly recovered emails from the former IRS official Lois Lerner, who got herself into big trouble and said, oh, well, we don't have any emails because they all...
My hard drive crashed.
Yeah, right. Oh.
And
yeah.
Good for this judge. You know, he's like, this is ridiculous. I told you to give me this stuff. You didn't do it. Just because you're the government doesn't mean you don't have to follow the rules like
judge
everybody else.
Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered the IRS to turn over all these emails and keep doing it every week. The lawsuit came from Judicial Watch. Thereafter, the information, they found out that the IRS had these emails, and they want access as well. They ought to be able to get access. The scandal, remember all of the problems. They acknowledged, by the way, they said at the IRS that they were improperly singling out Tea Party folks.
Right.
And some of the other right-wing groups for extra scrutiny. Back to the Richard Nixon days. Let's use the government to get at our enemies. So that's what they did. However, the U.S. District Court produced a requirement, the judge says, these people haven't delivered. So you're in contempt if you don't get this stuff to me by Monday. Any further noncompliance, he said, quote, I will haul you into court and everybody else in the IRS to show cause why they should not be personally held in contempt. Now, the next bit of incredulity, if that's what it is.
Ooh,
has to do.
Word.
You like that word?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Incredulity.
Incredulity.
It's incredible.
Spell that, please.
Incredulity. I-N-C-R-E-D-U-L-I-T-Y. Incredulity. I've used it in a sentence already.
Oh, there it is. It's actually a real word.
What? Of course
what?
It is.
What?
Doug, you've been using his word of the day calendar, Rich.
The state of being unwilling or unable to believe something.
Right.
It's incredible.
In this case, the TSA, which according to research done by the government, never mind the watchdog groups, is 70% ineffective. 70% of what the TSA does,
wow.
The government says,
they're doing better than I thought they were.
Is a waste of time. Because the agents are improperly trained. They're only got $6 billion a year. Anytime you go through, we all know there are dozens of these guys at each of these entryways. They're standing around doing nothing. They're talking to each other about the union rules or when they get their next vacation, all that baloney. Meanwhile, people are getting through with knives and guns and drugs and you name it. So the TSA has been ordered to retrain the people who are most visible. That is, the agents that are there looking through your bags, looking at the screen, looking into your eyes.
I always wonder what they look for. Yeah. You know, yeah. A lot
they're
of times...
for a free meal is what they're looking
for. Well, you were with me when I was abused by a TSA agent in San Francisco, Dougie. I mean, it was like, I wanted a cigarette afterwards. It was that far.
How does that feel, Jennifer?
Didn't feel that good. Uh-huh. But... what I wonder is, a lot of times when I travel, I wear a maxi dress, and for you boys that don't know, that's a long skirt, you know, dress, because they're comfortable, it's kind of easy to move around in, you know, whatever, and it looks nice.
Right.
I have them always pat me down, even when I go to the Xerox machine scanner, they always check my leg for something when I'm wearing a long skirt.
Really?
Huh.
What are they looking for?
Yeah. How you doing?
All right. Maybe we can get... actually, this would be a good case for Gloria as well.
Yeah.
Right? This would be a good case. Maybe we'll tell her.
She'll want to talk about Bill Cosby and the TSA.
Gloria will want to get right down to business and get right to talking about the Bill Cosby case. So we'll get to that in a moment. Up next, 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in playing clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker, so it's great that...
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's party season, so would you like to be the life of the party?
It's time to party!
Are you tired of being a wallflower or hiding behind a shrimp dip? Easy to sparkle at parties. Here's the social science of it.
Give it to me! Give it to me now!
To be the life of the party, stay informed. If you're going to a party this week, then know the local news and TV plots from last week.
Okay, next issue.
Next, warm up. Arrive early so people can be met kind of on a one-on-one and look up. Approachable. People who are anxious at parties tend to hide their anxiety under a neutral exterior. This comes across as aloof and hostile.
He looks like a weirdie.
Instead, you should lift your head and smile. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's easier to interact with others when they think you want to interact with them. Have you got a question? You can send it to me at drbob.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best way to get rid of a bad habit? Replace it with a good one.
This tip comes from Heidi Grant Halverson, author of Succeed, How We Reach Our Goals. Most people think about what they won't do to reach a goal. Research shows this only strengthens the bad habit because you're so focused on it.
Your attention is like fuel on a fire, so you'll be more successful by thinking about what you will do. What can you substitute for the current behavior?
For example, let's say you want to lose weight. Don't think, I'm going to stop eating potato chips. Replace the potato chips with something healthy instead.
Focus your attention on what you will do to get what you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I have Gloria Allred. We've just decided, Gloria, that you are the most famous attorney practicing law anywhere in the world. How's that?
Ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm very blessed to be able to, you know, to help to empower victims, and that's what I do, is victims' rights, women's rights, minority rights.
We've had a lot of great
conversations. Denied their rights if it's within my area of expertise. I try to help them.
Well, let's get to the heart of the matter, at least the current focus on you and these women who are after Bill Cosby. I've read what you've said. You and I haven't talked for a while. I can hear in your voice, however, or when I look at the words, I can hear you saying what is in print, and it comes out stronger with you saying it than what comes across in print. I'm guessing the Bill Cosby thing. What, when you first heard this, before you got any clients, what were you thinking?
Well, you know, nothing surprises me because I've been practicing law for almost 40 years. So when I heard the allegations against Cosby, of course, I thought they were very serious. But when women started contacting me, it seemed it was too late for them to do anything in terms of an actual legal case. Too late to have them criminally prosecuted. Too late to file a civil lawsuit against them. So at first I wasn't going to do anything. But then so many women continued to contact me that I really felt, well, at least I can help to provide them a voice so that they can speak out in a court of public opinion. And that's what they've done. And it's been very, very empowering for them and changed their lives in many ways.
All right. So the judge in Santa Monica says that he's going to set a date for Cosby to give a deposition. You are going to run this deposition? You'll be handling the questions?
Well, what that is we have a civil lawsuit, Doug, on behalf of Judy Huth. Judy alleges that when she was 15 years old that she became a victim of sexually inappropriate conduct on her by Mr. Cosby at the Playboy Mansion. And Mr. Cosby's been attempting to block Judy's case from moving forward, and she had filed it last December. And his latest effort was before the California Supreme Court, where he was seeking a review of the case by the court. But the court last week denied review, and that meant we could move forward with her case. And the next action in her case was that we've been seeking to take his deposition, his testimony under oath. And I just went to court, actually, about 2 days ago, ex parte, because we would like specific dates for his deposition, and the court indicated that he would like Mr. Cosby's deposition and our client's deposition both to take place before September 30th, and that he would like counsel for the opposing party, Mr. Cosby, and myself to agree on some dates, and then the court will decide the order of the deposition. So it's long overdue, really, for Judy to be able to proceed with her lawsuit, to have her day in court, to win justice, and that's what we intend to do. So hopefully by tomorrow, we'll be able to submit some dates to the court and then at some point very soon proceed.
So
now, I had heard, Gloria, that actually Bill Cosby had had a room at the Playboy Mansion with his name on the outside of it. That's how well-known he was for his activities over there.
Well, it's well-known that he was there frequently, and there are allegations that he was not only in Beverly Hills, where Judy alleges what happened to her happened, but also in Chicago. So,
where the heck?
The real question is what he was doing when he was there.
All right, Gloria, what's a 15-year-old kid doing in the Playboy Mansion? Isn't there who else is liable besides Cosby? I mean, the people that run the Playboy. What are they doing with a 15-year-old?
Yeah, where's
girl?
Steph in all this? He should be liable too, having a 15-year-old at the mansion.
Well, this is something that will come out during the course of the lawsuit. But Judy is certainly innocent in all of this. Right now, I mean, the only person that is the defendant in the lawsuit is Mr. Cosby.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But this is serious. This is an allegation of child sexual abuse because she was under the age of 18.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, Jennifer had an experience with Bill Cosby. We got less than a minute. I don't know if, Jennifer, you can tell Gloria your experience with Cosby because it's like the same sort of thing here.
Well, it is. I mean, it obviously didn't go, I don't even want to say that it went that far, but when I met him a few years ago, it was the first time I had met him, and I was backstage at one of his shows, and he invited me to come and to sit down with him, and he told me to sit down next to him on the couch, and he started asking me about my marital status and why I was single, and next thing I know, he was laying in my lap. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, when you first meet somebody, you don't put your head in their lap, but he was laying down on the couch, head in my lap, talking to me about being single and why was I single. And
how many
very
of these
interesting.
Stories have
I think
you
his,
heard,
his idea of he doesn't have any
boundaries,
filters. Yeah.
What do you? How many of these stories have you heard, Gloria?
Countless, and I have even more new women still contacting
me. All right, so let's keep up on this, because this will be something people are talking about a lot. Good to have a chat with you after a while. We ought not to let it be as long for the next chat. Gloria Allred, representing Judy Huth in the Bill Cosby situation, here with comments as to where the lawsuit is at this moment in time. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Turn my headphones up.
Bang it up, Richie.
Here we go.
I would tell you, this may be my second most favorite Stones song.
That was cute. You could do it again if you tried.
No, probably not. Second favorite Stones song.
Second favorite Stones song.
That was familiar, man.
And more from Keith Richards after this break.
Keith Richards. Under the Influence. A new documentary about the guitarist for the Bones, premiering on Netflix in September. Morgan Nebel, who put this together, won an Oscar for Best Documentary for the 20 Feet from Stardom movie that was so good last year. Remember that? But basically, it was about love, Darlene Love. But it was really very good. Anyway, he's directed a couple of music videos. This is supposedly an unprecedented look, Richie, at Keith Richards' influences, songwriting process, guitar playing. It was made as Richards prepared his first solo record in over two decades. It's out now called Crossy Eyed Heart. I guess coming out in September when the movie comes out. A lot of interviews, archival material, footage of him recording old and new music. Keith Richards, ladies and gentlemen, headed to Netflix. Yet one more good intro, Richie. This is not as good as Satisfaction, but pretty doggone close. Bum, 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 ba, 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 ba. right, so Brown Sugar takes the cake. Let's see, there's another performer I want to acknowledge today because it's his birthday. Carlos Santana, 68 years old today. Yesterday I was going through a list of people. What, this song is old?
No, he looks old.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
He looked old when he was 30.
I think he may have enjoyed a few moments with the wacky weed in his career.
Speaking of, Snoop Dogg, only 43.
Yeah.
He also
looks like he's dead.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Carlos Santana is doing a tour. He's coming to Boston. And I thought to myself, do I want to go see that or not? Or would Meredith like going to see it? Because I came up with a bunch of others. The Beach Boys are coming. Justin Hayward is coming. What's the other one? There was one other one that we wanted to see. Bonnie Raitt and James Taylor at the Garden next week. Anyway, so Carlos is headed. I want to go see him. And after I saw the thought for the day today, I thought, yeah, let's go see him. His thought is, most people are prisoners thinking only about the future or living in the past. They are not in the present, and the present is where everything begins. Isn't that sage? Don't you like that?
I think if you sat down with him for a little while, you'd think he's a little strange.
Well,
he's a little voodoo black magic dude.
Richie, you think I'm a little strange.
You are very strange.
Well,
you guys would get along great.
God, we think that. Yeah. Carlos Santana, my God, this dude is weird.
Okay, so maybe we'll go take a trip to see Carlos Santana. But the Keith Richards story I thought was very interesting. He's the only other one, really, that has marked his space and time, even though the other guys are really good with the Stones. Other than Mick Jagger, who do you think of second when you think of... You don't think of Charlie Watts, do you? I don't think of it. I think of Keith Richards as the second most important guy in the Stones. Am I right or not?
He's definitely the second guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So
he might say he's the
And by
first,
the way, these guys have made hundreds of millions of dollars.
And they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars.
They have done that. 28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Baby.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's
That's very subtle, Richie. Thank you.
You like that?
Yeah, very, very nicely done.
That's the way I am.
Oh, yeah.
Subtle was my middle name.
That's right. You and me both.
Rich Subtle McFadden.
That's right.
There's a ring to that.
Oh, yeah, there is. Here's the ring. Hi. So Ms. Horn is here, Mr. McFadden, Mr. Kessler, Mr. Stefan at your service and on your side with things that are going on. We're going to talk about football. It's one of my favorite subjects.
You love football.
Yeah, of course
I
do.
Stefan, I think football. Man, you know, number one fan.
Kenny Kessler knows how to give it to me one way or another. Yep. He does it with a smile on his face. So yesterday I was talking about Jen Welter. I'm quite interested in this woman who's the first coach in the NFL. And obviously Tom Brady is what... Oh, stop.
Sexist.
Tom Brady. Well, I think that football... Is there anything more sexist than football?
Well, you hate everything about football, but all of a sudden they get a female coach.
No, I just think it's interesting that I'm interested in female involvement in almost everything. I want to see more women involved in things, and maybe this is like more women in politics. Maybe you get more women in football, and it becomes a kinder, gentler sport.
No, it doesn't.
I'm asking.
You think that's why she got into football?
I don't know.
A kinder, gentler sport?
Who knows? But we'll figure it out in a little bit. Right now, speaking of kinder and gentler, and women in in politics. We have as a poll today at DougStephan.com a list of Republican candidates.
Ooh, let's play. There's a lot.
Yes, right. We'll play. It's the first GOP debate. And so we are asking you, Y-O-U, which one are you leaning toward supporting? Here's the long list that we have published.
Donald Trump.
I know
Donald
you are.
Trump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at George Pataki on that
really
list.
Like
Jeb
really.
Bush, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina,
Ding.
Lindsey Graham, Mike Huckabee, Bobby Jindal, John Kasich, George Pataki, Rand Paul, Rick Perry, Marco Rubio, Rick Santorum, Donald Trump, Scott Walker. Okay. So, right, yeah. I heard something, Kenny. I'm not sure what it was.
Did you like how I was
heavy
like,
breath? Yes.
No.
Okay. So, would you like to know which ones here I'm interested in? Anybody
okay,
want to know?
Go ahead. I would
I'm
like to know what you.
Then
like.
I want to know which ones you're interested in.
Okay.
All of
okay.
you. I would put
you
a
like
small.
Carly Fiorina.
Wait a minute.
Fiorina.
Can I do
no,
my own list?
I guess
no. Wait a minute. Let me do my own list and then. You can, yes, Carly Fiorina.
But we know which ones you want.
Well, Carly Fiorina is one.
John Kasich.
Kasich is a good vice president. Both of them are good candidates.
Rand
for
Paul.
Vice Rand Paul. Yep, right.
And Trump. And Scott Walker.
Maybe.
Bit.
Yeah. And Jeb Bush, maybe a little, only because it's convention. I think.
Why
I
in the
think
world
about
would you
Bush,
like Jeb Bush?
Because I like his family, frankly. I'm very interested in his wife. And his son. And, oh, will you stop it? God.
You know, he's got the NSA talking now.
No, I mean, the idea, the influence that she's had on him is interesting. I find it very interesting. So she's a strong woman, and she's done a good job with the children. I think he probably sucks as a father, but I don't know that for sure. Guys like that always suck as a father because they're never there. So, you know, and old man Bush, Jeb's father, was the first person to admit that. I wish I'd been there more for my sons when he was out, you know, whether he's running the CIA or whatever he's doing. But yeah, Richie, you've hit it pretty well. The rest of them are all a waste of
time.
You're
so predictable.
How do you figure that?
Right,
yeah,
I knew exactly
predicted.
Where you go, yeah.
Well, no, you've heard me talk about all these people in rather positive terms. If it were to be for the Republican side, I'm sorry, for the Democratic side, I would put an X next to Hillary and to Bernie Sanders.
I'd put an X right through both. So we agree.
Okay, all right, so Richie, what about you?
I saw a couple of videos this week of Carly Fiorina on
she's very
the weekend
good.
Shows.
Yeah,
she's very well spoken.
Yeah. But she deserves more attention she's getting from the sexist male pig media.
Well,
that is following.
Do you know
the
that Hillary Clinton went out the other day and said, "Well, let's look and see who's actually what party has a woman running for president."
I know.
And then someone corrected her and said, "You both do."
Well, and so that's one of Carly Fiorina's lines.
Deep.
She said that Hillary Clinton should not be the only woman. Hillary Clinton should not be the first woman president.
Right.
The United States.
I would just like to see Carly and Hillary debate. She
yeah, that'd be interesting.
That would be
great.
With
her.
Yeah,
it would
be interesting.
Could you
all
imagine
right.
a ticket
Can
with
I
Trump,
play?
Trump
well,
and
let
Carly?
Richie, you got anybody else with you?
Trump and Scott Walker.
Okay. All right.
So almost the same list as you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Richie
and I
have almost the same list. Okay. So my heart
Wait,
says Donald Trump.
Yeah.
My head says Scott Walker.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Carly Fiorina. I'd love to see her as Secretary of State.
Mm.
And for my first man, Rick Perry, because I have a crush. But for my first man, I don't think he's going to have a chance.
What a waste of breath and time.
Oh, but he's such a cute
package. You disappoint me. God, I love you.
You disappoint me.
How do I disappoint you?
For being disappointed in me. What's wrong with you?
Hey, Jennifer.
He's hot. Are you kidding me?
Not hot.
Remind Doug about his initial reaction to Sarah Palin. And
oh, yeah.
Him to sit down and shut up.
I'll never forget the day when John McCain's like, "Oh, my running mate is Sarah Palin," and these two yeses that I work with are like, "Ooh, she's going to be the greatest thing ever. Look at her."
It wasn't 10 minutes that I had sent an email to Richie. Look at that.
Look at that. The two of them are going nuts.
Come
we
on.
Really like her
Dummies.
Good decision, John McCain.
Couple of dopes we are.
We were.
I mean,
could have been anybody.
Trump had some nice things to say about her yesterday, though.
You know, Sarah Palin, look, does she need to be vice president or president? Probably
no.
not, but she she has a lot to say, and she's got a fan base, and so, you know what? Let her do it.
She's all right, like Kenny.
She stirs it up.
What about you on this list?
Donald Trump, right, Kenny?
No, because I feel like I know so many bad things about so many of these people. Carly Fiorina and John Kasich are the only two that I don't know very much about and would like to find out more.
You will like both. Hear more. Like more. The more you find out about them, the more you'll like them.
Carly Fiorina got fired from Hewlett Packard. That's what everybody said.
She got fired because she was doing a good job, but there was something wrong. The stock, I don't remember what it was now. It was some fiddly-doodle thing. But it couldn't be enough to be to get in the way of her running. She'd be smart enough if it was something that really stunk to stay out because everybody used it against her. And the only reason that that's coming up now is because she's getting traction. If she wasn't getting any traction, you'd never hear a peep about her from anybody. So, all right. So in the debate, though, let's see. There are 10 people in the debate, right? So
right, who's the first one? Yeah, the top
Kenny,
candidate.
It's Bush, Christie, Cruz, Carly Fiorina is on the edge
right now.
Right. Is Kasich in that list of 10?
No.
Kasich is off.
Rand Paul?
Rand Paul's in. Huckabee's in.
Huckabee's not in.
Oh, Huckabee is in. He's number 6.
Really? I heard he was on. He was number 11. Really? What?
Maybe we're looking at different lists.
We may be. Rick Perry, Marco Rubio. Ugh, Santorum. What a waste of time. Walker.
Santorum's out. What
good
list are you looking
at? He's in. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the list trying to figure out which 10 would actually be in the debate.
Oh.
Because I don't know that it has been actually certified yet, has it?
Well,
not
it's not
yet.
Certified as of the day.
As of right now, it'll be Trump, Bush, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, and Rick Perry.
All right, so it's three or four wasted.
I'll tell you what I would do is dump out Chris Christie because we've already seen him. And Ben Carson, who, God love him, is a smart man, is so boring.
Unbelievable waste of time.
And let's flip in for your ring.
All right, just before we pause here, we're going to meet Stephen Mosier, who is a coordinator of sports studies in Ithaca College, talking about the changes. Ithaca is a great, I almost went there. It's a great, Cornell is there. It's a great place to go to school. First, though, news on Mel Gibson and his love life. He wants to marry his 24-year-old girlfriend, but his 7 children, by however many other wives he's had, have said to him in no uncertain terms, you better get her to sign an ironclad prenup so you won't get taken to the cleaners again, Dad. Because obviously they don't want to have to.
Why are men so stupid and predictable?
I don't know. You'll have to ask a man who's
you're asking 3 men.
I know. That's why I'm asking. Why are you guys stupid and predictable?
What do you mean, you guys? How am I stupid and predictable?
Oh, look at, hey, Rich knew who you were voting for president.
I know you can fight. But it's our wits that make us men.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Anyway, he's still worth $425 million, even after he got hosed by his last wife and whatever. But then
that was so that was nasty.
Yeah. So he's the children say he's hot-tempered, hot-blooded, and enamored with this woman right now. They want to make sure he protects his fortune. Really, for him or for you? Does it make a difference, I suppose, would be the question. 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We bring Stephen Mosier in here next to talk about what's new in football.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does your child help you clean the house? Well, they should. Admittedly, as the comedian Phyllis Diller said, cleaning the house while kids are still growing, it's kind of like shoveling the walk before it stops snowing. Nevertheless, many parents have found a way around this dilemma. Here's the developmental science of it.
Clean up this mess. We've got company coming.
Many parents clean and pick up because it's faster and easier, but this is doing your child a disservice. Instead, provide the expectation that they must tidy up after themselves. If they don't, something, toys, or privileges must be taken away when children can't do as required. What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions have consequences. That's a real-world lesson that kids must learn early. If not, you'll be picking up for them for the rest of their life. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This
gritty left winger was a fan favorite both with the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. He's a two-time Stanley Cup champion, and in 1994, he broke the Rangers club record for most goals in a season.
He scores! Adam Graves! Now the celebration begins! 51 goals for Adam Graves!
So where is Adam Graves now? Gravy announced his retirement in 2004, but has stayed involved in the game of hockey, serving as an instructor at the New York Rangers Youth Hockey Camp. In 2009, the Rangers honored Adam by retiring his number 9 jersey to the rafters of Madison Square Garden. Today, he works as the Rangers' Director of Hockey and Business Operations.
These guys are just getting into their primes. I think it's really going to help this group moving forward.
From the ice to the office, it's all gravy for the Rangers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Big Green. Harrison with you. Former vampire novelist Anne Rice has chucked the silver bullets and garlic in favor of her newly discovered Christian faith. In it, she says thinking green plays a big part.
Well, Harrison, but the last thing we need is a fear of science and a war on science. We Christians have to realize this is God's complex creation. I live in the California desert. There's a lot of sunlight out here. I've put skylights throughout my house that provide natural light in closets and bathrooms and lots of rooms where you don't need electrical light most of the day.
Author Anne Rice, and stewarding his creation seems to make more and more sense.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Today on App Check. With Hotel Mogul, you buy, develop, and sell properties to make a profit. But at $5, there's just too many strange quirks. Hotel Mogul.
Struck out.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
All right, let's get to the brass tacks of the new football season, or at least people in the football news. Professor Stephen Mosier is here, coordinator of sports studies in the Department of Sport Management at Ithaca College, teaches and talks about sports ethics and character development. So the obvious question here, Professor, is Tom Brady done? Is he a failure? Should he be finished? Or is he just another guy playing football who's a lying, self-serving, no-good chief?
Or does the NFL really not have any proof of anything, and they're just wrangling him?
Well, there you go, the latter, I think.
Shucks, I was hoping you'd go.
Nothing. The National Football League soap opera continues along. Nothing could be more wonderful for their public relations to have this kind of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots are the evil empire and he's Darth Vader. This is fabulous.
Why? Why is it fabulous? I would have thought that having Jen Welter come in as the first female coach in the league would be would get much more traction than this for in terms of good news.
Well, I think partly because the National Football League has taken so many horrible hits over the past decade and is still going to be, in my view,
well-deserved.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, actually engaging in criminal behavior, hiding information from the players regarding concussions.
Yep.
But when a guy who is convicted of beating the heck out of his girlfriend, yes, that the case was later overturned because she wouldn't testify, gets the exact same penalty as Tom Brady. You know, the argument will get fans focused on, quote, the integrity of the game. And the National Football League, if anything, depends entirely on all the people who gamble on it and play fantasy football on it, assuming that it's actually a legitimate activity, which we're beginning to discover. I think we're at the very start of the conversation of, well, wait a minute. Is the National Football League actually a legitimate activity, or is it like the worldwide wrestling entertainment thing? nothing must be it.
That's an interesting premise, sir. I've not thought about it that way, but it is maybe just all showbiz is what you're suggesting.
soap opera for men is what I've been calling it for about the past decade.
So that means that maybe with that theory, that makes it more interesting for somebody like Jen Welter to come into the service. Would they have gone, Phoenix have gone to the league and said, we're going to hire this woman for their blessing or not?
No, they don't need to go to the National Football League. I'm sure they informed the commissioner that that's what they were doing, and the National Football League was going, great, this is a positive story. Not only is this woman a former football player, but she has a master's degree in sports psychology and a doctorate in psychology. So in my view, she's actually more qualified than 99% of the guys who are actually coaching in the league.
What an interesting. That's a great concept. All right, you've been entertaining and informative, sir. Thank you for joining us. Professor Stephen Mosier at Ithaca College in New York on what's going on in the NFL. 51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
For those of you who are frequent flyers, there are changes coming in how you use the frequent flyer programs. Delta, United, and American in one league, and JetBlue and Southwest and Virgin America in a different league. Let's find out how it'll affect you. Will this make frequent flying easier or not? Tom Parsons from bestfares.com up next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Cartolina. Why send plain old emails and texts? This $2 app is a gorgeous alternative. Gotta see it to believe it.
What an exciting program.
Cartolina. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Hi, so Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Delta Airlines says they're radically changing their frequent flyer program. You say United has already done it, which means American hasn't, but Southwest and Virgin and JetBlue are doing something that is different when it comes to the award program. Is this for the good or not so good in terms of frequent flyers?
Well, if you're a frequent flyer, I guess the word frequent.
I'm a frequent flyer. You're a frequent flyer. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, thank you. If you're one of those people who don't fly, you know,
if you travel once or twice a year on a plane, this doesn't make any difference to you.
Well, I think it's even more important for you. You shouldn't worry about your getting miles in the future. I'll give you an example. Delta now gives you 5 points based on the number of dollars you spend. Okay, so if your airplane ticket is $300 from New York to Los Angeles, round trip, Delta, if you're the lower echelon and you don't fly that much, you'll earn 5 points per mile for dollar spent. And the max, so that, in that case, you'd make 1,500 air miles on that trip, round trip. Now, United's done the same thing. If you, same thing applies on Southwest, JetBlue, Virgin America. I think Alaska is still mileage. But of the big airlines, American and U.S. Airways, because they're doing the, I mean, who knows what they'll do after they get all their act together. They put the, it becomes one big airline, American Airlines. It's supposed to happen October 17th. Then American may come in and say, well, we're going to do the exact same thing. But on that same flight today, you can spend $300 on American and you'll earn 5,000 frequent flyer miles, which is, three times the amount that you would earn on Delta. If you're a high-paying business traveler, though, you can earn up to 11 points. And if you're a business traveler flying, let's say, to Europe, and you buy one of those $6,000 airplane tickets, you can earn almost 75,000 air miles on one trip.
So what this is doing is discouraging the mid-level traveler, I guess maybe I am, I'm not on a plane every week, from using airline X, Y, or Z, because they're not rewarding you the same as, you know, I pay whatever the rack rate is for the ticket and then upgrade.
You'll probably earn more miles with your credit card than you'll ever earn in flying.
Mm-hmm.
The new program, unless you're a frequent flyer. But in your case, too, you always like to get the lowest airfare.
Yep.
And then there's other guys, like, who will pay $1,200 to fly Boston to L.A., and you're looking to pay way less than $500.
Yeah.
Well, the guy who earns, pays more money and has a higher frequent flyer status, he's going to get more points for that trip.
Mm-hmm.
This actually was a Southwest type thing, too. Southwest said, you know, we got guys flying on segments, 16 segments, and they get a free ticket. We got business travelers paying, you know, two or three times more money, and they're still getting the same segments as the guy who buys a $78 airplane ticket, forces the connection through from Dallas to Austin, Austin to Houston, and, you know, after three or four trips, you got a free trip, and so did the business traveler if he earns 16 segments. And so in Southwest, if you remember, when Southwest changed from segments to points, there was a revolution out there.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the program.
No, well, that's the point is, if you're flying, you want to get the most, obviously, with these frequent flyer programs, which, by the way, are subject to being hacked. For those of you who didn't know that, there was a big thing this week about your airline miles getting hacked, people stealing them and actually using them to take trips on their own. So you got just another way of getting hacked. My God, every time you turn around, there's another way of getting hacked. Using the technology we have today. Tom Parsons, check out the good deals that he has listed for Good Day listeners at bestfares.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. checkbookira.com. checkbookira.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.